So very happy that you're watching this Facebook mailbag. I'm Drew Doherty with Nick Scherfield here in the West Club at Reliance Stadium. And Nick, we're answering questions on Facebook that come from you, the fans. And this one comes from abroad. Adam, I rep Houston Estep. He has this: I'm stationed in Spandau, Germany. I just want to let you guys know how thankful I am for these mailbags over here. I don't get a lot of Houston coverage. I bleed Texans. Well, thanks a lot. First, for sending in that question. Second, for serving your country. We really appreciate that. And I know I speak for the entire Texans organization when we say thank you for the service. But we get these type of questions and these statements a lot from Texans fans abroad.
Yeah, thank you for repping Houston. Thank you for bleeding Texans. And we appreciate the comment. And, you know, we love doing these things. It's one of the most fun things probably about, you know, working here, is that we get to interact with fans and answer questions like this. And we're glad to provide any kind of insight, or pretend that we're providing insight at least, to people all over the country and even internationally as well.
No doubt. We have a football question here from William J. Posh. How is Arian Foster's recovery from his calf strain going, and will he be ready for training camp? Well, if you listen to number 23, recovery's going fine, and yes, training camp will be a go for Arian Foster.
Yeah, he's been rehabbing hard here at Reliance Stadium. You know, he injured his calf during OTAs and missed the final six practices, I think it was. He'll be fine for training camp. He's going to be back. He's disappointed in what he did last year, and I think he's kind of coming into this season with a chip on his shoulder and has worked very hard this offseason before his injury and after his injury to make sure that this might be his best year yet.
It's going to be exciting to see. All right, Tony Snyder has this: will the Texans start the rookie safety if Reed is not ready? Well, he's talking about Ed Reed not being ready, perhaps, and the rookie safety is DJ Swearinger. And whether or not Reed starts week one or not, Swearinger's going to play quite a bit, I imagine, because he's a second-round pick. The Texans think very, very highly of him, and they see a future in the secondary there for the South Carolina Gamecocks.
Yeah, the short answer to this question is probably yes. If Ed Reed is not ready week one, I think you would definitely see DJ Swearinger in the starting lineup there, provided he continues to play how he has so far in the spring when they put the pads on in training camp and they get to the preseason. Shiloh Kao has been working with the starters as well, with Ed Reed out. But Swearinger, they think a lot of, obviously, to draft him in the second round, and he's been everything they thought he would be since he arrived with the Texans, and that's without being able to hit, and that's what his forte was at South Carolina, along with the plays he makes on the ball, you know, his range as a safety. He's a very physical guy, so like you said, Drew, he'll play no matter what. Week one, a decent amount, you would think. If Ed Reed's out there, he'll probably maybe even start as the third safety, along with Reed and Daniel Manning. If not, then yes, I think the Texans would feel good about DJ Swearinger playing a lot right away in week one.
Nick, you and I think we're pretty creative guys. We have very creative fans who come up with incredibly creative questions, like this one from Horacio Palacios. Hola, Nicky Drew. With the recent success of Man of Steel and the sequel and Justice League movie in the works, who from the Texans do you think could fulfill the roles of Batman, Green Lantern, Flash, Cyborg if they were to cast the players? We'll just assume that one of the Texans cheerleaders would be Wonder Woman. Thanks, guys. Love the show. Now listen, I'm going to admit, I don't know all of them. I know who those guys are, but I don't know enough about them to give you full in-depth analyses. But I'll give you one who wasn't mentioned. How about Captain America? J.J. Watt?
Well, that's, I think, a pretty easy, obvious one. So, Batman, what do you think, Drew?
You know, I could go with Matt Shaw because he's kind of, you know, running the show, and he's got a shadowy, you know, he doesn't reveal too much of himself to the public on the personal side of things.
That's a pretty good bet right there. I kind of like that. T.J. Yates, maybe? I don't know. One of those quarterback guys would make sense to me. But, yeah, Shaw makes a little more sense because he's more serious, I think, than T.J. Yates is. So that could be a good candidate for Batman. I don't really know who any of those guys are. I've heard of the rest of them, so not really any answers for you. But I would say that if we're talking about someone that would be cast as some sort of superhero-type character, Brooks Reed would be another candidate to
Thor.
At least one of those. Yeah, if not Thor, then I got to think he could fit the bill on one of those guys. And for some reason, I don't know why, but I can see Earl Mitchell playing one of these guys.
That'll do it for this Facebook mailbag, and that's going to do it for Nick Scherfield as a Houston Texan. Had a lot of fun working with you, man. It's been great doing these, and you've got a new job in the works. We're going to miss you.
I appreciate it very much. Been here 6 years, started with the Texans out of college as an intern in 2007, and going off to start a new career now. It's been great working with you, Drew, and everyone else, and I want to say thank you to all the fans that write in for the mailbag every week and that I've gotten to interact with over the years. It's been one of the best things about working for the Texans is the great fans we have, some of the best in the world, and a lot of great people in the organization, and look forward to watching the Texans hopefully go all the way to the Super Bowl this year, dude.
Perfectly said. That'll do it.